Good morning. Welcome to the worship service this morning. Those that are in the sanctuary, those that are online, as we get a chance to be reminded again of the grace and love that God has provided for us because of his Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the Son that has come to save each one of us. Let's short circuit all things. It's good to be back. Suzanne and I had a wonderful time away. And it was an ability to take and just refresh and just, not that you guys aren't just wonderful, you know, but that opportunity to just have some fun with that. Pastor Mike and Kristen are gone in doing his son's wedding up in Phoenix. And so, yes, on Tuesday, we just did high five and went, have a good life. And so it truly is an amazing thing that we're able to work this out for the advantage for all people. Because you see, at Desert Hills, we do this thing. We celebrate and we make disciples who make a difference. That is such a wonderful encapsulation of the gospel that we live and that we profess. A couple of announcements as we continue. Note this week, the Food Fun Fellowship team is gathering again in the afternoon from 2 to 4 Thursday for a time just to play games. If you've been in the past, it's an opportunity just to bring either your favorite board game or just to come and have that wonderful time of socialization that allows us to get to know people from other worship services here at Desert Hills. Hard to believe, but time goes. Next weekend is the first weekend of the month, and so we are going to be again sponsoring the bins for the food banks that will be in the hallways. It's one of those things that if you ever question, Sunday determines what we do on the weekend. And so that's why next weekend will be the first weekend of the month. And so take and help out that wonderful ministry. When you go shopping, just pick up an extra thing because it truly does make a difference. On Tuesday, October 3rd, Desert Hills, along with the Red Cross, is sponsoring a blood drive again. The banks are always in need of that precious, precious fluid. Go ahead and call the Red Cross to make your appointment, or you can do it also online. We're going to start another new members class, and that is going to be Thursday, October 12th at 9:30. Thursday, October 12th at 9:30. If you would like to join Desert Hills, just call the church office. We'll put down your name, and so that we've got the materials for you. For those who are first-time visitors, note the welcome desk that's out there. Please take advantage of that. And even as you are a member, remember our wonderful half sheets that tell about what's going on during the week, as well as on the other side is sermon tidbits about what I possibly might be preaching on today. It will at least perhaps give you a different experience. You'll have to tell me later if I was even close. Well, then let's quiet our hearts and our minds as we enter into worship with a word of prayer. Almighty God, we thank you that you have called us, you have gathered us, you have brought us here to this place. For God, it is your Spirit that infuses our lives, that draw us close to you. Oh God, we come as this community of faith, both here in the sanctuary and online, knowing and full well that you are reaching us in ways that we can't even possibly imagine. God, help us to know your promise in that forgiveness and the grace that comes from only your Son. Help us, Lord, now during this worship, as we give you our response, our praise, and our thanksgiving. We pray all of these things, O God, because of and through your blessed Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Please stand as we sing our opening hymn.
Thank you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Most merciful God, we confess that we are in bondage to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your holy name. Amen. In the mercy of Almighty God, Jesus Christ was given to die for us, and for his sake, God forgives us all our sins. To those who believe in Jesus Christ, he gives the power to become the children of God and bestows on them the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
To the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this holy house and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. Glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth.
Lord God, heavenly King, almighty God and Father, we worship you, we give you thanks, we praise you for your glory.
Almighty and eternal God, you show perpetual loving kindness to us, your servants. Because we cannot rely on ourselves, grant us your merciful presence and empower us to embody the generosity of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
Today's first scripture reading is from Matthew chapter 20, beginning with verse 1. Jesus said, "For the kingdom of heaven is like a landowner who went out early in the morning to hire workers for his vineyard. He agreed to pay them a denarius for the day and sent them into his vineyard. About 9 in the morning, he went out and saw others standing in the marketplace doing nothing. He told them, 'You also go and work in my vineyard, and I will pay you whatever is right.' So they went. He went out again about noon and about 3 in the afternoon and did the same thing. About 5 in the afternoon, he went out and found still others standing around. He asked them, 'Why have you been standing here all day long doing nothing?' 'Because no one hired us,' they answered. He said to them, 'You also go and work in my vineyard.'" The Gospel of the Lord. Today's second scripture reading is a continuation of the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 20, verse 8. Jesus said, "When evening came, the owner of the vineyard said to his foreman, 'Call the workers and pay them their wages, beginning with the last ones hired and going on to the first.' The workers who were hired about 5 in the afternoon came, and each received a denarius. So when those came who were hired first, they expected to receive more. But each of them also received a denarius. When they received it, they began to grumble against the landowner. 'These who were hired last worked only 1 hour,' they said, 'and you have made them equal to us who have borne the burden of the work and the heat of the day.' But he answered one of them, 'I am not being unfair to you, friend. Didn't you agree to work for a denarius? Take your pay and go. I want to give the one who was hired last the same as I gave you. Don't I have the right to do what I want with my own money? Or are you envious because I am generous? So the last will be first, and the first will be last. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
O Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of each heart here in the sanctuary this morning, as well as those online, continue to be blessed by your promise and your presence. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen. Barb, it's good to see you. I forgot to say hi. Okay. One of the things that we get a chance today is really that expression that Jesus is giving us a parable. And do you know, you hate pastors when they say, oh, this is my favorite parable, or this is my favorite scripture. And I'm not going to say it about this parable, but I'll tell you what. I'm in this parable all the time. It's that deal of saying, it's as you came into the parking lot, I know there's so many of you that look to see what that sign says. And that sign says, it's not fair. How many of you have ever said that phrase in your lifetime? Raise those hands. I dare you. And for those who didn't, you're lying. No. I don't care. It's part of who we are. There's some reason that we've got that sense of what fairness is, and we might not even know that we do it. It's that deal, well, it's not fair that, and you can fill in your own blank. Well, Jesus, in this parable, is trying so desperately to help people understand about the kingdom. The kingdom of God. Not the old idea of a kingdom, but the new idea of what Jesus is bringing. And so he tells a story of this landowner that goes out into the marketplace, and that's how you got your laborers. This was a normal occurrence. This was something that the people that were listening to Jesus totally got. They said, the landowners, they come to the marketplace and start taking laborers to work in the field. So it's break of day, and he goes in and he picks out the good old laborers and says, go work in my vineyard. And so they take off. He comes back about 9 and says, you guys go as well. And I'll make sure that we pay you the right wage. Because the right wage was that denarius a day. That was the minimum wage. Everybody expected it. It was the normal. So literally, you almost didn't have to say how much you were going to pay the person. They already knew what that day's wage was. So he gets and goes again to the marketplace at noon. And I'm trying to think of, does he really need more people out in his vineyard? Or is he just wanting to make sure that they've got something to do and not just standing around? And then he comes at 3 o'clock and sends some more people to his vineyard. And then welcome to the 5 o'clock people. Not the worship service on Saturday. The 5 o'clock people that basically have been sitting there all day in the marketplace. And he goes to them, and he says, why are you still here? And the response is, because nobody has hired us. He said, go into the vineyard and work, okay? One of the things that I've done this parable for several years and several times, and I always was wondering about that whole progression, and I don't even want to say that I was so smart, but I always say that it was God's spirit kind of playing around in my brain cell. And the thing was, is that I wondered, how come those people didn't get hired? Why weren't they hired by other people to work in their vineyard? Those people in the afternoon, and especially those people at the 5 o'clock. And it came to me of our human nature of, if I am a landowner that intends to work people and make sure I get a full day's pay and work out of them, who am I going to go to the marketplace and pick first? It's going to be that, you know, that guy that can do that. It's that idea that's going to do a full day's work, and I know he's strong enough. He's got a good back, good knees. He's got a good, wonderful physique, and he can do the labor that I'm calling to. Those are going to be the first people that I pick, right? And as the day goes on, it becomes less and less until you start to wonder about those people from the afternoon. Could they even do a full day's work? Was it the aged? Was it somebody that has a deformity? Was it something in their limp or in their gait that wouldn't allow them to take and do that full day's wage? You know what I mean. If you've ever been, I'm going to pick it this way. If you've ever been picked on teams, you know, growing up, you have the baseball team. I'm going to pick on baseball because it's too easy. It's like you got the two captains and everybody else is standing there. And literally, who gets picked first? The ones that could actually play. Somebody admitted to me after the 3 o'clock service yesterday, I always played right field. But it's that idea of when you get down to picking, you get down to those last two, don't you? It's the ones that literally can't play. And I don't want them. No, you got to have them. I had them last time. You know, that type of thing. And I did, in my wonderful sermon thing, I called it the pity pick. You know, it's that deal of going. But here's the thing. They all still got to play, even if it was right field. But you think about that, of how we understand that, we go ahead and we allow that to happen because it's human nature. We want the best. And even for this landowner, he knew the system. And so you knew full well that he did the same thing. But instead of leaving people on the sidelines, he still invited them to work. Well, we come to the second half. And here's the thing. He calls to his overseer and says, now it's time to pay. Now it's time to pay. And the 5 o'clock people are literally standing in line. And they get a full day's wage. They get a full day's wage. I can almost, in the story that Jesus is telling us in this parable, I can almost guarantee you that they've never seen a full day's wage. They have only been working part-time and part-days, and lo and behold, here they're getting that. Imagine their joy. Imagine their ability to go home and say, look what I did today. I brought this home. That unbridled joy and satisfaction of now being able to provide for my family, to buy food. And I got this full day's wage. And it's not a sense of it's only because I worked an hour. No, it's a sense that I had value and somebody gave me this gift of being. It's one of those opportunities, again, that we get a chance to take and understand what it is to be capable. What it is to offer up that kingdom of God. When we talk about the people that truly are part of what we understand to be right for the kingdom of God, we have a tendency to realize that promise of saying, no, you have to do this, that, or the other thing. Being worthy, being able, being a promise to do things. We took, I was going to say, when we were doing that picking back and forth, my experience of being that wonderful, chosen, picked, whatever you want to call, actually happened when I was in ninth grade. Physical education, gym, whatever you want to call it. We were doing a wrestling unit. The teacher lined us up. started numbering off. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, all the twos get together. And you guys decide who weighs the least and who weighs the most. And that's who's going to wrestle. In my group of five friends, I was the heavyweight at 110 pounds. The closest as, I mean, come on, I could just lay down on the mat and say, okay, I'm done. The closest person to my weight was 145 pounds. And by the way, he just happened to be the quarterback of the football team. That idea of what it is to pick and what it is to take and realize where we are in the scheme of things, it allows us to take and truly understand that sense of where we are at and what God's kingdom is all about. It's that God's kingdom is where we get a chance to take and be and do something different. But here comes the rest of the story that you know. Those that have been working all day. They're seeing all these people who's only worked a partial day get a denarius. And they're going, we're going to get more. He's going to give us more. And he gave them the day's wage. And are they happy with it? No. They're grumbling. They're saying, we worked harder. We worked more. And yet we're still getting the same daily wage. Oh, but guess what? That's what we agreed on. That's what we agreed on. When you're growing up, and we're going to make this a little bit different, and saying, your mom, we're going to pretend you got brothers and sisters, okay? And that you, and so we've got one brother and one sister. Mom says, go rake the leaves in the backyard. I'll give you $5 to split. Who should we make the lazy one, the boy or the girl? We'll pretend the boy, okay? Because there seems to be more women here. I know. You know where this is heading, and it's the choir that messes it up. No. But it's that idea of they're going out to rake, you know, the girl is raking the leaves, and the boy rakes the leaves into a pile, lays down, and takes a nap. While she finishes, they both go in, and mom says, well, here's your $5 to split. What is the sister's response? It's not fair. And that's one of the things of where, well, you guys work it out. Well, so oftentimes in our life, we get that opportunity when we think about the kingdom of God. And it's a good thing that God is not fair. That God is not fair. He is gracious. And just like Jesus is trying to get through this landowner of saying, what harm is it of you that I am paying these people more, the same as you who have worked all day? There's something inside us that we are convicted of that it's not fair. Those who have been baptized in the church, those who have lived their lives, those who have done all the things in the church and knowing God and all those other things their entire lives, and they hear about that one rotten rascal that on his deathbed does a deathbed confession of, oh God, you are my Lord and Savior. And there's a part of us that just gets angry about that. But here's the thing. Is that in that promise, God is there. And what I tell people who come to me with that scenario is that I said, think about that, son. You have lived your life knowing a good, gracious God that has loved you, cared for you, forgiven you, and has been there with you, giving the strength that you need now and forever. And that one has not. But here's the thing, it doesn't matter because you have been given that grace of God, and it's not like you can have more and more grace and more of God's love. You've got it. So truly God has given that, just as that same gift that he gave to this one that called out to him in need. It doesn't diminish your gift in any way possible form. And it has made him have a sense of peace. God isn't fair. God isn't fair. And I thank God that God isn't. Because we know what we deserve, and we know all of those things, and we know that we don't embrace or understand or even appreciate at times that gracious gift that God gives to us of our forgiveness, of our grace, of our love, of our ability to take and come and gather and find that community that allows us to truly celebrate the gift and that kingdom. For you see, that is what Jesus is trying so desperately, even now, 2,000 years later, to help us to grasp that that is a new thing. That God has come to all people, regardless of your abilities, regardless of who you are, regardless of when and where you take and acknowledge our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. No matter when, God is there waiting to give you that sense of understanding and joy. And those people that thought that God had passed them by being too late, he comes to them and he says to them, "No, you have my promise." Just as those people in the parable got the denarius and went home filled with joy and appreciation and wonder of something that they had not realized that they had missed. Today, celebrate that God continues to be in your life. That God continues to give you what you need. And may we always reflect that promise and that love and care that we do have because of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Almighty God, fill us with your promise. Fill us, Lord, that you are the one that continues to take and help us to understand that we are all in the same boat, that we truly do just rely upon you and your promise and spirit in our life. We do this in your Son's name. Amen.
Let us affirm our faith with the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth, I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. We will now have the gathering of offerings. Psalm 145 praises God for who he is and what he does. The Lord is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger and rich in love. The Lord is good to all. He has compassion on all he has made. The Lord upholds all who fall and lifts up all who are bowed down. All your works praise you, Lord. Your faithful people extol you. Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and your dominion endures through all generations. You open your hand and satisfy the desires of every living thing. Let us pray. Almighty God, we come this day to give you our thanks our prayers, our gifts of time, and the ability to proclaim your good news to a world that is in need of your word of hope. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for all those who have recently died, including Ray Robinson, Carolyn Larson, and Shirley Beach. O Lord, receive them into the arms of your eternal love. We pray that you would be with their family and friends who grieve. May they always know the resurrection and the peace that passes all human understanding. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers. New to the prayer list are Jim Kozik, Barbara Blake, Jan Marshaniak, Carolyn Tollefson, and Sheila Westrich. We pray for all who continue to be on our prayer list, and for those who we know to be in special need of your care and compassion. We now silently pray to bring our own cares and concerns before you. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Gracious God, we pray for the brokenness in our world. We pray for those who are in the midst of wars and conflicts. Be with those who are caught in the middle. Give those who are working towards peace your wisdom, your strength, and your encouragement. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. O God, you have called us by name, have claimed us, and have made us your workers in the vineyard. Give us the strength to know that you are the one who gives us the ability to be your heart and hands, as we share your grace that is so needed in others' lives as well as in our own. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. O Lord, give us your strength as we face the challenges that come to us this week. Help us to know that no matter what, you are there, giving us what we need in that moment of our lives. Help us to listen to your words. Because of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Please stand as we join our hearts and our voices to sing together the prayer that Jesus has taught us.
Oh.
hear the blessing this day. And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you God's peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And before singing our closing hymn, I want you to hear the dig deeper that I missed. Imagine a time when God was gracious to you. Let us sing.
Go in peace and serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Amen. Amen.